gather round. Witness the memoirs of 5'9 being read as he sees it fit. Police sirens behind him while he's driving instantly causes butterflies in his stomach, even though he's legit.
Now, brothers and sisters, they have not stopped. It's about to hit the fan. What is it?
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio, hosted by A. Tezeus, Positive Male Response. And our host, Venetia Glass, will be joining us in just a moment as she discusses the talk, revision to our conversation we have had in past with our children and adults. A. Tezeus Blog Talk Radio Show was created to empower our males to become more positive thinkers, positive inspirers, and positive life changers. So long ago, we have picked up this attitude of negativity in our lives. And so we're trying to change the atmosphere so that it starts with the male. And as our male rise to the top for being positive, so would our young males and our women and daughters will follow. And so we want to inspire you to listen not just to this show hosted by Venetia Glass, but also every Saturday as a member of Justice from A to Zayas hosts A to Zayas Positive Male Response Blog Talk Radio Show to empower, to inspire, to encourage, and ultimately to bring on one accord the motivation, the aspiration, and the dedication to be positive thinkers, to be positive shakers, to be positive move makers, and just to be positive individuals as a whole, starting with the male. We must become a positive force in society. So we're going to bring you in a break. Just a short break. We want you to hear, as we begin the show, a short version of a song from Sister Soulja, and we'll be right back.
Mayor Tom Dinkinson, you have a responsibility to do something about the racial tension in this city. It's bad for business.
Yet our community is equally terrorized by these youths roaming around the streets in wolf packs.
My wife can't run in Central Park anymore. The police department does nothing about it. These black wilding youths, rapists, they're running wild. Mayor.
I listen to all of your concerns, and you know something? You're absolutely right. Absolutely right. I'll call the police and the National Guard first thing in the morning.
That's not soon enough.
All right, listeners, thank you so much. So as you heard, we have to have power. And if we don't stand for something, we'll fall for anything. And A to Z's Positive Male Response are encouraging you to stand for positivity. We want to welcome our host of the show, Venetia Glass, as she began this dialect on The Talk. Good afternoon, Venetia.
Hi, how are you?
I am well. So as I stated, we were just going to get you started today explaining to people what A to Z's Positive Male Response Show is all about. So I've done that, and now you can take over your show, my dear.
Thank you, Ms. Delzora. My name, once again, is Venetia Glass, and I am a part of the A to Z's organization. I am a member of the organization. I think I have been with the organization for now a year, maybe a little over a year now. And what I wanted to talk today about was basically my topic was about the talk. And me and a friend of mine about a couple weeks ago was actually talking about how the conversations basically have changed, I mean, somewhat, with our kids and how in the beginning we talked about the birds and the bees, you know, and other small things in our household. But now we have to gear it towards, you know, the police violence. And, you know, especially if you have older kids, you have to, you know, have that talk with them and make sure they understand, you know, how dangerous it is outside with them just going to the store or, you know, just, you know, driving if they get pulled over. You just want them to be aware of what's going on out there and how to act if it does happen to them, if they ever got into that situation. So that's what I wanted to kind of, you know, talk about and go over. And, you know, if any listeners are out there that would like to call in to just, you know, go over some of their personal experiences about what, how the conversations they now have to have with their kids nowadays, and just your family members in general, because, you know, we want to make sure everybody is aware about what's going around. I mean, what's going on in the community. And we've seen it in all these states, Dallas, you know, all the brutality, the killings, and it's not, you know, violence on violence is not the answer. So we definitely want to make sure we let our young men and males know that, you know, what's going on and be aware. And definitely male mentors is a thing that we all need, and well, male, young males need in their life. And we definitely have to let them know that they have someone that they can, you know, count on and reach out to if they ever got into a situation. So I do have someone that will come on later that will discuss their point of view on about the talk that they have to have now. And he actually will talk about, you know, he has two sons himself now. They're real young, but he's going to have a conversation soon, you know, sooner and later in life about how to handle being in those situations. So, Ms. Zora, what do you think about, I know, I believe you had those conversations before or had a conversation with your kids, and can you, give me your insight on how the talk has changed from, you know, just having, you know, being, talking about the birds and the bees, but now it's more about making sure your kids get home safely now.
Right, definitely. Oh, most definitely, yes. You know, back in the day when we did have those conversations with children, you never included, you know, well, let me explain to you how I need to have a conversation on how to have a conversation with the police. We always encourage the children, you know, that the police is there to help us and assist us. So if you have any problems, the first person we were telling our children to contact is the police, or to run to the police, or another adult figure that they trust. But however,
right.
Nowadays it's so difficult with so much gun violence and, you know, different things going on with, you know, police against the Black community, not the entire Black community, but, and not all police. There's just, and like I say, and I say it over and over again, because I want people to really understand me. There's this small conspiracy of people that are against the Black male. And it's a proven factor, whether people want to believe it or not. If all Black males are being, if Black males are the only one being targeted and shot down, then that means there is some type of conspiracy. There's something going on, some wicked, evil conspiracy. And it's not because it's the police department, but they have placed themselves within the police department, just like a child molester places himself in a facility where children are housed so that he can have easier access. You know what I'm saying? And so now we do. If I had small children, which I don't now, but I have grandchildren, I have to have that conversation with them. Forget about just the birds and the bees. I have to be real with them now and talk about, first of all, protecting yourself with sex. My first thing is try to stay celibate. It's definitely a positive thing to do, but also protecting yourself against diseases. And then my next conversation is when you leave out the door, you have to stay cognizant. You got to know you're aware of those things around you. You got to keep your eye on everybody. And then if you encounter the police officers, now I have to give them structure on what to do, how to move, what not to say, where to look, and which this is just ludicrous. It shouldn't be. The times have changed so much, Venetia, until there are fathers and mothers who really not only having the conversation, but they don't even want to let the kids out the door. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
It's really different. And I think you do have a caller on. I'm going to go ahead and bring them on as you continue. You can go ahead and speak to them now.
Okay. I have a call on the line. Please introduce yourself.
Hi, Ms. Delzora, Ms. Venetia. My name is Sam Hutchinson.
Hi.
I'm listening to the show. I'm loving it so far. How you guys doing?
I'm good. Thank you for calling in.
No problem. I was listening, and it's funny because, you know, certain things just come with a title. You know, I can remember growing up, The Talk, you know, it came with a title, and you knew exactly what it was. Everybody knew what it was, you know. It was
right.
Basically the birds and the bees talk. It was the most awkward talk to have with your father as a son, but you had to do it. But, I mean, I can remember just, you know, the talk would be one of the most important things. And then, obviously, how to handle people in the streets, just to be aware of your surroundings. And there was a point in time where, like you said, you were told to go to the police or an adult that you trusted. And, you know, the people in the streets were all you had to be aware of. Now you have to be aware of the people that are sworn to protect and serve. You know, when the story broke about the young man who got shot in the arm by the officer not too long ago with the 4-year-old girl in the back seat. I mean, it's
right.
Crazy because me and a bunch of friends of mine, about 5 of us, we're all dads with sons now, you know. Everybody's
uh-huh.
married. And it's like...
Right.
We were just discussing with each other what kind of a discussion do you have with your kids? Because you read these blog sites where people try to blame the victim. They always try to blame the young black man. Oh, well, he shouldn't have been doing this. Oh, well, he shouldn't have been doing that. They stop at no end to blame the victim. And now it's like you see this gentleman, he wasn't doing anything. He worked for a school. So, okay, well, now you've gotten that out of the way. You have somebody, your quote-unquote perfect victim. And he still got shot. You know, so it's like, what do you do? Because if you don't have to watch out for the racists out there, you have to watch out for the people that are just scared to death of the skin color for no reason at all. That officer was dead scared of that man for no reason. And now he's gone for no reason at all. And it's just frustrating. I can't believe how much the talk has changed because it's now you just want to see your children get home. You know, I mean... Especially guys with sons and women with sons, it's a mark on them. It's almost like there's a mark on them to exterminate them for no reason at all, just out of fear. And you look at your kids and, you know, every generation always says, oh, man, I wouldn't want to be in your shoes. I can remember my dad saying, I wouldn't want to be in you guys' shoes. And now I'm looking at my sons like, golly, you guys have it worse than us in a different way. It's like history is a revolving door almost.
And you know what?
Yes.
A young man say he doesn't even want kids now because he doesn't want to bring a child into this world where he's afraid to let his child out, you know, and Mr. Sam, you said it perfectly, mm-hmm. you know, the victim is always getting the blame. But here's the thing, that's an excuse mm-hmm. because you're called mm-hmm. to protect and to serve. You also are called to sustain life as much as possible. Think about when there's hostage situations. They spend hours after hours trying to save as many hostages as they can before they bombard that situation and take the gunman down. So the thing is... It's not even, I beg to differ. I really don't think that you're afraid of me. I really think that there, you know, you don't like me. You're racist or whatever it is. I mean, whatever you want to call it, because you're not going to tell me every last one of y'all were afraid for your life. And that's a lie. And I just want from
that's
our
true.
Politicians on down to our neighborhood watch people, I want us to take responsibility, be honest about the situation, and let's deal with each individual like we should, because Mr. Sam, if you go out and shoot another brother, you're going to jail, okay?
Exactly.
You are going to jail. So I want every police officer that is unjustly murdering my black men, my black brothers, my black fathers, to justice to be served on them. That's all we want. We want fair to be fair. And whether you were afraid, so you say, or you are racist, I don't care what you are, you should go to jail. Point blank.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I agree.
Yeah.
You know, it's like we're in a society now where people who are trained how to react, they're given a pass when they overreact. But then when you have a gun in a young black male's face, they're expected to know how to remain calm. But the person that's trained, you know, to handle a situation isn't remaining calm. They're itching to kill someone. They're literally hoping they're in a situation where they can kill someone and just exterminate people. And like you said, it's just we want out there, we want them to be prosecuted fairly. You know, they're not being prosecuted fairly. Some of these cases aren't even making it to trial. They're being acquitted. And it's not right.
Yeah, it is definitely a sad situation, what we have to, you know, look at in the news every day. And like Sam, you know, I don't personally have kids, but just knowing that, you know, like Zora said, you know, my nephews and my niece, and, you know, just thinking what kind of world, you know, they have been brought into. And it's, you know, I even said at one point, I'm not sure if I wanted to have kids the way this world was coming, like Ms. Zora had mentioned, Bill Zora had mentioned earlier. And it's kind of like scary to even, you know, want to say that, because I do want to have kids. But it's just, you know, why, you know, I wouldn't want to bring them into something like this. But like I said, I want to make sure my nephew is protected, and he knows, he definitely knows how to, you know, not. It's not about doing wrong, but he definitely knows what's right and what's wrong. And his mom and his stepdad is very is very smart with keeping them informed about what's going on. And they're not smart, they're not dumb by any means. They definitely keep up with what's going on in the news and the world. So they're very intelligent young boys, and I'm definitely very proud of them being their auntie. But yeah, it's just scary knowing when they go out with their friends what might, you know, what could happen, you know, just because they're just out there. But Sam, I know, like, you have two young boys, and, you know, I know it's hard just for you and, you know, like you said, your young boys growing up, you know, with all this going on. And I mentioned earlier how I know you'll have to have that kind of talk with them, with everything, just with everything going on, not just the birds and the bees, but just everything, and to make them aware. And I know how much of a dad you are. You're a great dad, so I know that won't be a problem. But it's the problem out there is the people that are just, like you said, targeting the young black males, and it's not right. And I witnessed something on the news earlier when Dr. Dre, Dr. Dre is a famous rapper, and if, you know, the people out there, I'm sure they know who he is. He got handcuffed in front of his house because someone called and said he had a gun. So they went to his house, handcuffed him in front of his house, and the other guy, I believe, was white. So just because the guy said he had a gun, and they had a picture of him and everything handcuffed in front of his house. But there was an actor or someone that was walking down the street, and they were asking him, I believe it was on TMZ, and they were saying, if it would have been you, do you believe that you would have been handcuffed or jail? He was like, no. And I was like, wow. So, I mean, it tells you right there that, of course, they're just targeting just black people. I mean, it's obvious. So, you know, I don't know what we can do. We can always still, you know, we definitely have to keep voicing our speak out and take action, but not be smart about how we take the action, not just go out and protest and burn up buildings and all that stuff. That's not going to solve anything. But we definitely have to figure out. Yes, ma'am?
Right, and I just would like to comment to that, because I know, you know, and it's a lot of people who say that, and I just want to come to the defense of those who, you know, are so angry that they are doing this. One of the things we have to realize is that we're all at different levels. I'm sure when Sam was a younger man, he did some things that he didn't think about first. He just reacted, as you, Venetia, and as myself. So when you think about, for instance, and I'm just going to come from a woman's perspective of being abused by a man. First, it becomes, you know, she's hurt. She's embarrassed. She's hurt. Then it becomes like psychological. He's manipulating her because he continued to say he loved her, but he beats her. But it goes on so long that she becomes angry inside. And so that anger builds because nothing is helping. She don't know who to reach out to because he's threatening her. He's got her mind all messed up and wrapped up that if you do, this is what's going to happen. And she already see what's happening now. So eventually she gets so mad that when she does react, when she's broken to the end where she can't break no more, she reacts. She don't respond. She reacts. And the reaction that she gives is to defend herself and to react to what has been happening to her. So these young people, and not only just young people, but some of the people who are acting out, it's because they don't, you know, they may not be, for instance, where I'm at as a Christian. I hold my faith in Christ. That doesn't mean that when my son was murdered, I didn't think about it. Oh, trust me, I thought about it. I thought about it deeply. But because of my relationship with the Lord, I was so far ahead of the game with my relationship with him that I allow the Holy Spirit to lead and guide me. We have to look at these individuals. They may not know Christ. They may not hold on to anything. They may have been beat battered down to the end of the wind, and they don't know nothing else to do but to react. Then you have the ones who are saying, well, you know what? If one of them run up on me, they're going to kill me anyway. So why not? So I don't think we need to focus on that. What we need to do is show the example to them. So we have to put something in place where they can see some change, because what they're thinking is, since Garner, since whoever, you know, there's been no change. That's the problem. Nothing is happening. So the people who are rational, those of us who do respond positive, those of us who trust in a higher being, those of us who have matured to the point that we don't react, we respond, we have to begin to be a voice of reason. We also have to be a person, be a people who are going to not only just talk the talk, but we got to walk the walk that we talk. So we have to start going to these congressmen, to these senators. We have to go to these public meetings, and we have to not just lay down the law, but we have to demand that change has to take place. And one of those ways are coming up August 5th, I believe, keeping our money in the black community. We got to stop saying, well, black people don't give you the best service. Well, guess what? Encourage them. Say, look, you know, just let's think about this thing. Let's be fair. I need you to be kind to me, just like if you went into the white store the way you want them to be to you, so that we can start by putting our money into each other, because that's where the pockets hurt, because the percentage is higher for the black community to put their money back into society, you know? And then the other thing is, you know, I'm sorry for what happened to Dr. Dre, but here's the thing. I'm happy for those public figures, those superstars, the football players, the actors, the actresses. It's time for them to stand up and stop thinking it's not going to happen to their kids, okay? The rappers know what we talk about, because they get pointed out for everything. But these superstars, sometimes even blacks, they get to the point where they think, well, I raised my kids differently. There is no color when it comes time for a racist to attack blacks. They don't care nothing about your money.
No.
So we have to, as people, become really realistic, and we have to be real with ourselves, and we have to stand and say, look, whether I'm black, white, or whatever, if you stand for what is right, if you stand for justice, then let's stand together. I don't care what your title is. I don't care what your prestige is. I don't care how much money you got in the bank. I don't care what your job is. What I care about is that as a people, as a nation, that we come together and say no more. That the majority who stand for what is right stand against those who don't care about the black lives. You know?
Right. Yeah, that makes, I totally agree. I mean, that makes sense. I mean, we do need to pour more into each other. Of course, when I go to a hair salon, whether it is for a cut or, you know, get my nails done from anyone, I want the same service. I mean, you're exactly right. It doesn't matter, because as long as they treat me the same way, it's good. But we definitely still need to pour into each other's businesses and support them, and especially if we know something, teach them what we know And then they can pass that on to their kids or, you know, like I said, whoever their business partner is. It's something that someone doesn't always know. And I know that it's something, you know, that you can help me with. And Sam as well, you know, he from a male perspective, he can teach me or tell me certain things. So it's definitely something we need to do in every day, not just, you know, when something happens. Like we notice it happens all the time. We only stand up when something tragic happens. We need to do that anyway and show love all the time. Because, yes, we have busy lives. Like I know, Missouri, you mentioned all the time. We do. But it's still you take time to do whatever you want to do. You make time. And I believe that, like, and I didn't really believe until I got, obviously, when I got older, but I just know it's like you make time for what you want. If you want to go and, you know, you work that overtime just to have enough money for to go on vacation in Florida or something, you're going to make that time. So invest time in each other and especially support them, even more so support your people in your community or your friends and your brothers and sisters, because all that at the end of the day, you know, will come back and we'll be more united, and our kids will know, you know, that they have a lot more support out there and they won't do, you know, wrong or, you know, go out and just be involved in stuff they know that is not right. So we'll definitely keep them, their minds on the right track by keeping them in stuff that is a more positive influence versus, you know, getting involved in other stuff that they know could get them in serious, have a serious consequence for. We don't want to see them in jail or anything like that. So, yeah, it's definitely something we have a lot to work on, but we will get there as long as we keep trying and, you know, praying and supporting each other. Sam, are you still online?
Yes, I'm still here.
Did you have anything else that you want to say? I'm not sure if you got to go, but I wanted to, you know, just get you one last time if you want to say something before we close out in a few minutes.
I just stand in total agreement with everything that was said, man. I mean, you know, it's just you being unified as a people and as a nation. Like Ms. Laura said, it doesn't matter, you know, black, white, purple, or whatever. You know, it's really time to come together and, you know, enough is enough. I mean, just the senseless murders is too much. It just has to stop, especially when it's coming from people that are sworn to protect us and serve, and they're not doing that, and they're getting away with it blatantly out in the open. It's just time to unify. You know, and I just stand in total agreement with everything that was said.
Yeah, it's definitely time, and I have one more thing I do wanted to talk about before I do close. I'm not sure, Missouri, if you have something to discuss before. We have a few more minutes, but I wanted to say also mention, I personally do know a cop, and I can't say he has never, you know, I've never heard of him too, but I do hope and, you know, pray that he is not that type of a cop. I've never seen that from him, but I don't know if he's like that. But I definitely would like to pick his brain about what's going on in the force and see what, you know, I guess what he thinks about all what's going on. But it's just good to know someone that I could go to and get a better insight of how the police are, you know, reacting to all this this news and how they are, you know, they fear for their safety now. But, you know, I know it starts with the police chief. They need to, you know, make sure that they weed out the bad cops. I mean, the good cops definitely need to stand up for if they see anything and, you know, wrong, because they have a closer encounter with the you know, the crooked cops. So the good cops need to stand up and speak up and say, you know, put their names out there, because that's their children as well out there, you know, who could be targeted. Everybody's a target. I mean, could be targeted. So nobody's excluded, like you said, Missouri. Nobody's excluded from the violence. Violence is violence. So
exactly. And, you know, Venetia, there are officers out there that are now starting to speak up, but it has taken them a long time because there's a code in the police department, and whether they want to honestly admit it or not, there is. It's just like in the military. They have this code that they settle things with internally so it won't get out. But it's time to get rid of the code because the code needs to be about standing up for what is right, whether it's right or wrong, no matter what color you are. And so there are cops who are now taking a stand, and they are working on some things internally in some cities. You know, like I know I was watching the news, and one police chief was talking about, you know, how they're breaking down the barrier, you know, and there are some cops who sat on a panel on a talk show. It was like 10 of them who talked about how they, you know, had to leave the force and different things because they stood up for what's right. And so they're even coming out. And we as a people, we pay taxes. So your job, your paycheck comes from the taxpayers. And you cannot expect us to pay taxes for you to kill our community, to kill off the leaders of our community, because our black men are leaders. And so we as a people have to continue to push and stand for what is right when it comes to that. And that means taking every avenue. And, you know, Venetia, you mentioned we have to pray. Yes, we definitely have to pray. But here's the thing with God. When you pray, then he give you orders. You got to be ready to stand courageously, to take those orders and do whatever it is he's telling you to do. And that may be standing at the front line to fight. And, you know, and if your life means more to you than what God is telling you, then we got a problem. But we cannot think that all we're supposed to do is pray and don't get out here and march and don't get out here and get in front of the mayor's office and don't get out here and stand in front of the police department and don't go to some of the meetings in the community. We have to turn this thing around. And for black people, if you're listening, listeners, you got to understand this. As a black community, we got to start loving one another. Now, don't just love your family, but you got to love other people. Start putting time into the kids in the community. Instead of talking about the boy pants hanging down, talk to him and get into his mind and his heart. Instead of talking about the girl's skirt too short, just talk to her and befriend her and get to know her mind and her heart. Let's worry about the heart and the mind of a man and a woman so that then their change will take place internally. And when we can show people that we love them and we care about them, then we can have an impact on the out part, in which you really don't have much to say. They'll begin to see that you care, and they'll begin to change that on their own. But we must start loving one another, all of us. We really do, because we have so much adversity, so many obstacles that separate us, and we have to stop that. And one of the things, Venetia and Sam, I've just started a campaign, and this campaign is every woman that I encounter, no matter what color she is. I'm going to embrace her by saying something nice about her from something external that I see. I'm going to recognize her, you know, and it starts with saying hello, which is an event I went to today for Girl Trek, which is a movement for black women to be healthy across the United States. And the program that one of the ladies won, the initiative, was called Hello, Helping Every Lovely Lady Overcome. Even with that, that is so powerful that we reach back and we grab a young woman to help her to overcome whatever obstacle it is. And my way of doing that is embracing every female that I encounter to say, hi, how are you? Hello, how you doing? Oh, that's a nice hairstyle. Oh, I love your lipstick. I love your polish. I like your shoes. But to embrace them, and don't just stop there. Once you get that smile or that thank you, then introduce, hi, I'm Zora. I'm an author. What do you do for a living? And embrace them and develop friendships and develop camaraderie. And Sam, I'm telling you, I know that men have not had this problem like women have. We have had an enormous problem over centuries, over decades, where we see another woman and we roll our eyes. We got to change. Venetia, your show is called The Talk. We have to change the talk all the way around, starting with embracing one another. And even I challenge the men, if you're listening, look, as I'm challenging all women to start embracing one another and loving one another, I'm challenging the brothers. Come on. Reach back. Encourage a brother. Guide a brother. Guide a young man. Don't worry about his sexuality because, that has become a distraction for us in the United States of America. Let God worry about that, just like he worry about us fornicating and committing adultery and lying and all of that too. Let God worry about that, because we need to embrace each other and love one another no matter what. And once we do that, then we can build. We can become a people who are united, as you guys said. And once we're united, ain't no devil in hell can stop us. We can tear down the racism that is surrounding our country once we become a united force.
Right. You're right. Sam, were you about to say something? I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. No. No, that's totally right, Missouri. I mean, we do have to change the talk about all the way around, and it has to start somewhere, and I'm glad you mentioned that, because, yeah, women, we do that, and, you know, until you know that person, you need to get to know them first and then see, you know, like, see what their story is, and then get, like, befriend them and get to know them, because that's the only way you'll truly understand another person and understand where they're coming from, and then that's a better way for you to help them. But we are coming to a closing. My co-host, Ms. the wonderful Del Zora Wall, I would love to thank you for being my co-host. You did awesome. And Sam, thank you so much, my special guest, for coming in, calling in, and talking with us about my topic, the talk. And I wanted to close out with saying, I want to thank my co-host and my special guest for joining me today, discussing the talk, and a special shout out to all the listeners that are listening. Please go out there and talk to your community, talk to your brothers and sisters, and change the talk to be to be more positive than negative. And please check us out at atozaisyoutube.com, and to see more about the organization and the current events that are coming up, please visit us at atozaisyoutube.com. I hope you guys have a wonderful rest of your weekend, and we will see you next time on the Positive Male Response Blog Talk Radio Show.
Thank you. You all have a great day.
Gather round. Which is the memoirs of 5'9 being read as he sees it fit. Police sirens behind him while he's driving instantly causes butterflies in his stomach, even though he's legit.
Now, brothers and sisters, they have not stopped. It's about to hit the fan. What is